Good morning. Well, another tough day is in prospect for Australian investors. There is around an hour remaining in the after-hours session and local SPY futures are down by around 2.1% or 144 points. There aren't many consolations on offer today. One of them is that the markets are off their recent session lows, but it's just a question of whether or not sellers are taking a breather in that final before a final lunge into the close. So that's the thing to keep an eye on. US markets have been marked down aggressively, particularly in the last couple of hours. And that all turns around a statement that was released from the US Center for Disease Control, where the organization said that Americans should brace for the spread of the coronavirus in the US. So that was taken quite seriously by the markets, as I said. A renewed vigour in the selling, which saw the most recent session lows made. The other thing to take into consideration, which isn't getting spoken about as much, but is still a significant factor that was contributing to the weakness in before the announcement, is that Bernie Sanders is making inroads in the opinion polls. His popularity seems to be growing, and he is deeply unpopular with the investment community in the US. So that would be another factor that was encouraging sellers. But there's no question that the main catalyst has been the announcement from the CDC. So with around an hour to go, as I said, off session lows, but still down substantially. The Dow is down 2.8%. The S&P 500 is down by 2.6%. The NASDAQ has been a better performer by comparison, but still its loss is steep with a loss of around 2.3%. As far as Europe was concerned, they were already closed by the time there was that renewed lunge in selling on Wall Street, but indices such as the German DAX, the FTSE and the CAC 40 were all down by the better part of 2%. So obviously the next big talking point will be whether or not there is an accelerated spread in the virus in Europe. Elsewhere, commodities have been marked down. Any premium for growth is basically being priced out of most things, including commodities. So overnight we saw Brent crude oil finish down by around 2.4%, iron ore fell by 1% in the last day, and gold fell by 1.6%. As far as the US markets are concerned, some of the bigger decliners, finance providers, banks, MasterCard operators lower. MasterCard actually issued a profit warning. That stock was down by 6%. Bank of America down by around 4%. United Airlines down 5%. ExxonMobil in its lowest levels in almost two decades. So trading trading with a loss of around 3%. Chip makers marked down aggressively, speaking to the concerns about the supply chain as far as Asia is concerned. So Nvidia, Micron and Qualcomm all down in the order of around 3%. So one of the important factors to keep an eye on today, because of the announcement from the US Center for Disease Control, is whether or not other health institutions globally and in different jurisdictions issue the same warning. That will be when the markets will continue to price out growth premiums in any commodity stock or instrument. So the Australian dollar under the circumstances is holding up quite well. So it's just trading a little bit north of 66 US cents.